invoking the inner friend. That your body and mind just have a chance to settle. Just let them be. Let them relax. Let the mind do whatever it does. Just gently change your focus of the buddhi just toward your own presence, the me. Or it's labeled as I or me, not the body, not anything that you can objectify, but just you, your presence, the one who has a body, the one who has thoughts, if I can use this language for now, the sakshi. Who's indwelling the body from the standpoint of the body, the me, the conscious being that indwells the body. Your buddhi gently focused on your own self. Just be that self. You are that self. So let the aham, the I, the me, just land on me. On me, the one who indwells the body, the one who is present, illumines the mind, the sense organs, the body, the world. That self that can't be objectified as an object, but is just self-evident. It is what is most familiar to me as me. This me. This very personal me that is usually just identified as I am the body. This one that identifies itself with the body, the very personal me that I totally take for granted as me. It's usually always combined with the body. This time, I'd like you just to not worry about the body or the mind, but just let the buddhi just be with me, the conscious being that I am, the most phenomenal. Maybe helpful to think that this me, the self that I am, that is the body, that is the mind, that is the emotions, this one that I'm most familiar with, instead of focusing on the name and form of the body, or instead of focusing on the thoughts of the mind, or the emotions, allow those to be as they are. But just let the buddhi turn as though inward in its focus just to my own presence, the me itself, the conscious being that is me, most familiar. Not a new experience at all. Now, as you focus on that self, it is me. Relax. Feel the mind and body expanding as they relax. Just being yourself. I want you to notice and kind of experiment with your own being. See, for instance, if you can get rid of it. Not get it out of your experience, what you're identifying as this me. If you can make it go away, maybe by concentrating on something else, or trying to shift it or move it, trying to blot it out, which we actually can do with any objectified experience. Try to do that with your own presence. Continue to relax. See if you can shift or dim or cover your own being, this me, most familiar me that I am. the body and mind relax into my own presence. The buddhi gently focusing on the self, on me. Being myself. Very simple, familiar me become dominant in my experience, because the mind and body are relaxing, not calling attention to me, thoughts not calling my attention, not calling for my attention. There's an acceptance of whatever thoughts or feelings are passing through the mind, taking place now in the presence of a very relaxed buddhi, welcoming by nature. Just letting the body relax. Letting the body and mind relax. Into the self. Being yourself. So you can recognize this me that is ever present, it's not moving around. Even if your mind And your buddhi is searching around, where is it? Which thing is myself? Just let that be. Yourself doesn't need the buddhi. The buddhi can be flitting around and doing anything. Yourself is not covered by the thoughts of the mind or the agitations of the mind. Just relax. Just think of me, my own being, my own self. But I know to be myself, even if I don't know if myself dies with the body, still the self is present, uncovered. It doesn't matter. The buddhi does not need to look at you. Just be yourself. You can even say, let the buddhi relax into its own presence. It might be easier. Instead of looking inside or out, just let it become quiet, focusing on its own presence, this me. And it starts saying, oh, what is the presence? Which one? What is that? What is that? If that's something like that is happening, there's the one who is changeless and not doing that, and not covered by it. It's not covered by the searching buddhi. Just simply me, present to the quiet buddhi, present to the searching buddhi, to the worried buddhi. Just me. If there are any thoughts or worries or little ones, unconscious material coming up, let it just be with me, with my own being, with my own self. In the types of meditation we're doing, really just trying to settle things down, to make slow things down so that I actually have the space to recognize the changelessness, the wholeness of my own presence, just to differentiate it from all of the activity of the mind, the sense organs, so that it becomes my own being in its own right, becomes familiar to me, known to me in its own right, just as me, as conscious being. Not always identified, superimposed on the experiences that are coming and going. I do this viveka, this discrimination in meditation, to recognize just my own self, changeless. Recognizing it in class, recognizing me, my own being in meditation. When I'm out of meditation and just walking around doing my, living my life, now that I know myself, I've differentiated it. I am available all the time. I don't have to be meditating to be available. I'm always there. The very conscious being, the self of every vritti, of every experience. So now your days, as we work on this, as you get to know yourself, your days become like almost a walking meditation, in the sense that throughout the day you recognize, you do that viveka, to recognize that, ah, I'm still here, I'm here, I'm always here, I'm never not here. I recognize the fact of it, as I recognize it in class or in meditation. It's not any different when you're out of class. I still am here in exactly the same way as I am now. So in a few minutes, as we come out of this meditation, you might take, and we have this half hour before the next class starts, you might take some time to yourself just to take a walk, a reflective walk, appreciating Ishwar's beauty in the form of the nature that we find ourselves in, and noticing the changelessness of your own being, of your own presence, this me. It is never, I am never not here. I am always fully, completely present, never uncovered, never covered. In fact, as I, the words of these this meditation are coming out, you can recognize, as you're hearing it, the words, you can recognize the freedom of yourself. You are not hearing the meditation, you simply are your being. Shot.